This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guaranteed, that means real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. They even smell them because nothing says fresh like the scent of real kicks. So kick back and relax. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay authenticity guaranteed. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
The Volume.
The Draymond Green Show presented by FanDuel. The sports calendar is packed. No better place to get in on the action than FanDuel. So many sports right now. NBA, college hoops, March Madness, PGA Tour. App is safe, secure, easy to use. They've got exclusive offers, boosts, all that stuff this month on FanDuel. And when you win, you get paid fast. So jump into the action. They have live betting. You can combine multiple bets, same game and a same game parlay. Try out same game parlay plus today. Start making every moment more and download the FanDuel app today. 21 plus in select states. FanDuel's offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino LLC. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit FanDuel.com/RG. Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Tennessee, Virginia. 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342, Arizona. 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat, Connecticut. 1-800-9-WITH-IT, Indiana. 1-800-522-4700 or visit ksgamblinghelp.com, Kansas. 1-877-770-STOP, Louisiana. Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit www.ma_helpline.org/problem-gambling. Visit www.mdgamblinghelp.org, Maryland. 1-877-8-HOPE-NEW-YORK or text HOPE-NEW-YORK 467-369, New York. 1-800-522-4700, Wyoming or visit www.1800gambler.net, West Virginia.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Draymond Green Show. Whether you're listening to this on Amazon app, wherever you get your podcasts, obviously we're always thankful for you taking the time out of your busy schedules to listen to the show. The NBA stretch run is upon us. Huge matchups across the league as my Dubs and I battle with the teams in the West for playoff position. Going to be a lot of fun on TV, but what if you could actually be at some of these games? For last-minute amazing deals on tickets, not just the Dubs, but your favorite NBA team, check out Game Time, the fastest-growing ticketing app in the U.S. And it doesn't stop with the NBA. Game Time has tickets to the NHL, NCAA basketball games, even concert and comedy shows, too. So if you're in Phoenix and want to see KD try to make a run with the Suns, Game Time has your seats. If you're in Boston and hoping to see Jason Tatum and the Celtics work their way to the finals again, Game Time has your seats. Or you want to see Chris Rock anytime soon, download the Game Time app and redeem code GREEN for $20 off your first purchases. Terms apply. Again, download the Game Time app and enter code GREEN. That's GREEN for $20 off. No matter where you live, get out and have some fun this week. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed. I mean, I think we should get right into this episode. As you can see, I'm not really too excited about this episode. Coming off the heels of a shitty loss last night, where we probably should have won that game pretty easily. And it just didn't happen that way. Obviously, I had a turnover late down the stretch that led to a three, which ultimately ended up being a basket to give them the lead and eventually win the game. Just got to be better with the ball in that situation, understand who it is that's closing out to me. Kyle Anderson has very, very, very long arms. He's great in the passing lane. And so probably the old fake a pass to make a pass gets us there. In saying that, I'm not really one to make much of one play and say that's why we lost the game, because there are a ton of plays throughout the course of a game that I feel like even me personally could have done better that can change the outcome of a game. But, you know, in a situation like that, it's very natural to feel like, oh, man, I cost us the game with that play. Or, oh, man, someone else cost the game with a play that may happen at the end of a game. And the reality is it's not quite the case. But as an athlete, you shoulder that burden. And so in saying that, pretty rough night. I also, you know, I think I took probably 3 or 4 elbows to the face last night. 2 or 3 elbows to the shoulder areas last night. So just a little beat up, which is more so why my energy is kind of bad. Like, just hurt, neck tight. But in saying that, have a day to get ready for tomorrow, which is a very big game. The Pelicans, who's right, also right in that log jam in the standings, coming into Chase Center. They just came off the hill. They're on the heels of a great win against the Clippers a couple days ago in L.A. And they won that one pretty handily, dominated the whole game. Brandon Ingram had his first career triple-double. CJ had a really good game. Trey Murphy, career high in threes, had 10 threes. So it'll be a tough game. And you know Willie Green is going to have those guys coming in ready to play. And, you know, I think for us, you know, human nature, you're pissed off. You're pissed off about what happened last night. And you kind of want to get back out on the court as fast as you can. So that's kind of where my mindset is. It's just to get back to the drawing board, get back on the floor, correct the things that we know we can correct, correct the things that I personally know I can correct, and go out and get a win. I think we're still in pretty good position, although, you know, to get right up there, 4 seed, 5 seed is a very realistic thing. I think, you know, wasted opportunity last night, but in saying that, there's more opportunities, and you got to go take advantage of those that you're supposed to win, as I've said before, and take a couple of those that you're maybe not supposed to win. So that is the goal. And looking forward, I thought, you know, in last night's game, Timberwolves beat us 99-96. Having GP back, number one, just to see GP back out there on the floor with us was great. I think, you know, with that, comes like rotations and, you know, figuring out the pieces and what rotations, what lineups is best together when adding GP back in the fold. And, you know, that'll take a few games to figure out. Always feels a little better. Always feels a little better when you can figure those things out in the win. And quite frankly, like I said, we should have been doing that. But that's not the case. So just get back to the drawing board, continue to figure those things out, and, you know, they'll all come together. I think for us, you know, winning 2 road games is huge, and then coming home and losing this one is a little frustrating, but I don't look at it like, oh, man, like it's a setback. Like, no, we played well enough to win. Some unfortunate plays down the stretch, including my turnover that, you know, just didn't go our way and we weren't able to pull a game off. But I don't necessarily look at it as a setback. Like, oh, man, we went out there and we didn't do this well, or we didn't do that well, or got totally away from what's been working for us. I don't think that was the case here. I just think, you know, they made some plays down the stretch. We didn't make plays down the stretch. And, you know, that's what it boils down to in this league sometimes, is that you just got to make those winning plays down the stretch. And I thought for the most part we did a good job. But like I said, it's a couple plays that if you could take back, you would. And one big one being my turnover. So that's where we are with the Dubs. You know, it's important that we close out this homestand very well. I think, you know, it'll be really, really, really you know, we got two more games on this homestand. We got New Orleans, and then we got San Antonio on Friday. Two very winnable games. You win those two games, you're going on the road against Denver, who's a team that we know is playing not their best basketball of the season, although they had a really big win over Milwaukee a couple days ago. But we also know what that team is capable of, and I think it'll be a good test for us, you know, to go in there and try to get a win. And you know, I have no doubt in my mind that we can do that, but before we get ahead of ourselves, it's important that we take care of these two games at home first. We are currently in sixth place in the West, which, if the season ended today, allows us to avoid the play-in game. And we would meet Sacramento in the first round of the playoffs. Quite frankly, I'm not upset at if the standings shook out how they did today and we met Sacramento in the first round. Not because I think Sacramento is a weak team, because the travel is so much easier. If you think about our road to winning the championship last year, it started with Denver, which is a two-hour flight into the altitude, which makes everything tough. I'm not sure for those out there who've actually trained in altitude or have worked in altitude or had to, you know, play in altitude, it's a totally different beast. Totally different beast. So that was the start of our playoff run. And then from there, we went to Memphis, which is a 4.5, almost 5-hour flight. For a second round contest, seems a bit much. Quite frankly, which is why I think that, which is another, a much larger topic, is like realigning these conferences. Like the fact that the Memphis Grizzlies is in the Western Conference geographically just makes zero sense. Like obviously they came from Vancouver and it made a ton more sense in Vancouver, but geographically, Memphis Grizzlies is an Eastern Conference team. Like they're we had a back-to-back in Memphis and Atlanta. It was a 45-minute flight. That is the only place we can fly and get to in 45 minutes in the Western Conference is Sacramento. And we don't fly, we bus. So the fact that that is a Western Conference team is a whole other story. But, and back to what I was saying, our second round was a 4.5, 4-hour, 45-minute flight to Memphis and back. Then it was a 4-hour flight to Dallas and back in the conference finals. And then a dreadful 6-hour and 15-minute flight to Boston and back again, back again. I said all of that to say the reason why I said Zach is simply just because of the travel. Like, that's a lot on your body. And if we could bus ride 1 hour and 10 minutes up the way, like, I just think that's much better for us. Now, Sac is playing well and very good team, but just from the travel, at the end of the day, I don't really care who we play in the playoffs. I think we can win, and I think we've proven that. So I don't necessarily look at it like, oh, this matchup is better. I'll get onto all that. I'm strictly talking about the location, the travel, and what and how that plays out and how that affects you as you go on as well. Like, fatigue plays a part in this as well. You think about winning an NBA championship, you play an extra 2 months. You can cut down on some of that travel. Who knows where it may pay off in the end. So that's why I like that. Also not mad at a 4-5 if we were able to get there and the Clippers are there. Short flight, 55-minute flight to L.A. That's not all bad either. Phoenix, 1 hour and 25, 30-minute flight. That's not all bad either. So when I look at the standings, you know, if we're somewhere in there, great. But like I said, we definitely want to avoid the play-in. And right now, we are.
Looking to get more out of the NBA season? Well, now's the perfect time to download FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Right now, new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's free bets back if your first bet doesn't win. The promo code is always Colin. FanDuel has tons of betting options. I like the same game parlay. Bet a little, win a lot. FanDuel's app is safe, secure, easy to use, and you get paid your winnings really fast. The no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. Promo code Colin. Make every moment more this season with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. 21 plus in select states. FanDuel's offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino, LLC. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit FanDuel.com/RG. Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Tennessee, Virginia. 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342, Arizona. 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat, Connecticut. 1-800-9-WITH-IT, Indiana. 1-800-522-4700 or visit ksgamblinghelp.com, Kansas. 1-877-770-STOP, Louisiana. Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit www.ma_helpline.org/problem-gambling. Visit www.mdgamblinghelp.org, Maryland. 1-877-8-HOPE-NEW-YORK or text HOPE-NEW-YORK 467-369, New York. 1-800-522-4700, Wyoming, or visit www.1800gambler.net, West Virginia.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to
be my
name.
That's my game.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
LeBron returned to the Lakers, and he said he went to see the LeBron James of feet. I think that is absolutely hilarious. Pat yourself on the back, why don't you, Bron? He's pretty much saying, I went to see the best guy in the world for feet. I think that's great that LeBron is back ahead of schedule. Obviously, the league is always better with its stars. The league is always a better place with LeBron James active in his first return, came off the bench. I also thought was hilarious that he still did the powder toss. Those are flexes, like the LeBron James of feet, the powder toss him coming off the bench, like them, like the ultimate like flexes. And I can respect a good flex. So in saying that, like I said, the Lakers lost their first game back. What does that do to their chances in the West? They're still right there. They're still right there in the play-in game. You know, a lot of teams don't want to see the Lakers in the play-in game. But they're still right there. They have the easiest schedule headed into the playoffs remaining of any team. They lost to the Chicago Bulls last night at home, and their next game will be in Chicago versus the Chicago Bulls. Now, let's talk about this a little bit. Patrick Beverley, when he was traded, said right away that his only goal was to make sure that the Lakers did not make the playoffs. They went into L.A. yesterday and smacked the Lakers. Would I stop the Lakers from ultimately getting in the playoffs? I don't know. It would help a lot in his case if they can win the game in Chicago coming up. But I thought that was hilarious. I didn't get a chance to watch the full game because I was preparing for our game nap and then get preparing to leave and head in as we had a 5:30 game. But I would have loved to watch that game because I know Pat Bev was in full character, like, picking with people. I saw him doing the one clip where he's saying they stink. I watched live him driving to the paint looking for a passing angle, didn't have one, spin back and shoot the baby jump hook slash floater over Brian and didn't say he's too small. Hilarious. Hilarious. Number one, I'm not really sure that was the move he was going to. Just to say somebody's too small and it's not really the move you were going to. I just think it's funny in itself. And saying that, he backed it all up. Like, they went in, they won the game, and they're right. They're on the verge of doing what Patrick Beverley said he wanted to do. Now, in saying that, like I said, they don't have total control over that, but they could put a huge damper in it with a win in Chicago. I think in looking at, I was told that Chicago Bulls are 10-5 since Patrick Beverley has been playing. And quite frankly, I think that's the perfect situation for Patrick Beverley to be in, as he's proven over and over again, where you have a team kind of on the cusp and he come in, plays with high energy, get guys going and get that team into the playoffs. Very fitting situation. In Chicago, back at home, the antics yesterday I thought were absolutely hilarious. And I think it makes for good basketball. I think it makes for good TV. I think it makes for good commentary. So I'm here for it. I'm here for it. And, you know, we'll see how this next game plays out. It's important games for the Bulls as they can move up in their play-in standings. And obviously it's an important game for the Lakers, as you don't want to lose two back-to-back at this point in the season, especially with where they are in the standings. So we'll see how that plays out. And moving on to the least important basketball going on in the world right now, that is the NCAA tournament. I'm not sure who's excited about watching this tournament anymore. Quite frankly, I have not watched an NCAA tournament game since last weekend and Michigan State lost, because why? Like, who wants to see these teams play? Quite frankly, I don't. I'm just not excited about it. Like, all the teams that we thought we were going to be watching, we're not. And it sucks. And the Cinderella stuff and all of that is great. But, like, you want to see the guys play, you want to see play, and you want to see the coaches go against each other that you want to see, and, like, all of that stuff, and we're just not getting that. Also very frustrated because it seems as if Michigan State could have walked to a Final Four and possibly a championship, and we blew it. And so I'm pretty pissed off. I haven't looked at my bracket in 2 weeks because who cares? It's awful. I'm over it. It's ridiculous. And saying that, congratulations to Miami, San Diego State, UConn, and Florida Atlantic University on making the Final Four. As someone who's played in the Final Fours, I know how incredible that feeling is, and it's great. If I had to cheer for one of these teams, I'm cheering for the U. Why am I cheering for the U? Shout out to Coach Larrañaga. Coach Larrañaga is absolutely amazing. When guys are in Miami, which, you know, is a very frequented place for anyone, but especially athletes in the summertime. He opens their gym up to us, allows us to work out, and I can't thank Coach Larrañaga enough. So I am 100% rooting for the U, Miami Hurricanes. Hope those fellas go out there and get it done. I would love to see Coach Larrañaga, all the years that he's put into this business, to get his first championship. I think it's very overdue. I think it's very fitting. And I think they arguably have the best team left. Now, UConn is really good, and they're getting to it. But though, in my opinion, those are the two best teams left in the field. And I would love to walk in to the U this summer whenever I'm in Miami going down there for a workout and see a big national championship sign. So, Coach Larrañaga, good luck to you and your guys. Jack McClendon, the legend. See, been rooting for his Canes. So, definitely want to see them get that done. Until next time, that's a wrap from the Draymond Green Show. Peace.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.